This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, steamy August. Kate Delaney's my name. Thanks for joining us. Lots of conversation about Maui and how many people have died, and now the worst fire that we've seen in U.S. history, at least recent history. And it is numbing the amount of people that have died, what was missed, details that are now kind of emerging out of what's taking place in Maui, especially in this one historic town, Lahaina, but other places were hit too, and how this is an island of fun and sun and tourists that people on the other side of the island are coming over in sailboats and canoes and whatever they have and dropping off supplies. It's what they call ohana. Everybody is family in the Aloha state, and a lot of, not surprisingly, people on the mainland are donating and trying to help however they can from afar, having memories of great times in Hawaii. In the meantime, some other strange things have happened in the country, from the West Coast to the East Coast and all parts in between. You know, we always look at the weather, because what is the weather? It's the common denominator for all of us. The pain at the pump is the common denominator for all of us. How much are you paying for your groceries? The common denominator. Oh, yeah, when we get closer to the presidential election, are you voting? Where are you voting? What do you think is going to happen? All of these things are the swirl that's around us, but nothing more than what's in your wallet, because what has to stretch, right? So what has to stretch from one week to the next is the thing that affects everybody, and naturally it's on your mind. So we'll talk about gas prices and where that's headed, especially with Russia cutting back and the Saudis cutting back on oil supplies, and how that's hitting all of us. But first, let's start with because so many of you have asked me about it, let's start with the Hawaii fire in Maui. The death toll is 93 right now. It's expected to climb much higher. 2,200 structures gone, 86% of them residential. So that's the key, 86% residential. What the governor is saying is that you got 1,400 people in shelters. You had more than 4,000 people without electricity through the weekend. Most survivors are relying on each other after this disaster, you know, to do whatever they can to help each other out, because of the remoteness of Hawaii, of Maui. And in the beginning of this disaster, you had people saying, where is the government? Where is the government in this? And the governor responded saying that, look, we have 1,000 rooms, 500 will go to families that are displaced, 500 have to be used for support from people coming in, and we're going to look at long-term rentals, we're going to look at other things that we can do for people, because too many people have been displaced. You have canine teams, cadaver dogs, that are out scouting the disaster zone. Only 3% of that zone they've been able to go over so far because of how bad it is. And there are more search and rescue teams that are headed to Maui, even now, you know, bouncing into your second week. And then the craziest thing is that one thing that they always talked about a lot in Hawaii, and I remember this from my handful of trips, the safety warning sirens that they had. They used to say they have the best outdoor public safety warning sirens, period, anywhere, off our shores, in the world, period. 80 of them on Maui. but for some reason they weren't activated. So, you know, when you talk about that, if it's activated, it would have noises. I want you to think about this for a second. It would have noises at a higher decibel level than a loud rock concert and could be heard from more than half a mile away. But it was definitely confirmed over the weekend that the sirens weren't activated. And look, the sirens themselves wouldn't have, I think lives would have been saved, I do. But it wouldn't have meant that everybody's immediately going to evacuate. Of course not. But I think it would have helped people, especially because one of the things you had is that power was out for most of the day in Lahaina when the fires were going. So some people didn't get warnings. So they're going to look and see why this wasn't turned on. I mean, it's too late now at this point. But, for example, there were some people that said, this shows you the power of that. There were some people who were from Lahaina, have lived there, and said that part of the reason that there was a couple that said it, that they were saved from the fire that was approaching is because they heard smoke detectors going off in homes. So they heard that and they knew because they were going off all over the place. They could hear them. Luckily, they had a handful of neighbors around them that had it. They could hear that. So that's what happened. And then you had people that, when they narrowly escaped, had to jump in the water. And you had people that were in the water waiting, you know, to be rescued for hours on end. But felt lucky to be in that situation, that at least there's smoke, there's all of that, but they're with other people, they're in the water, and they're away from those flames. So now you have all these stories about people that woke up, saw strong winds, could smell something, saw it was happening, and, you know, whatever, and were able to get out of the way. So, because some of you have asked, there are obvious places that you can help and donate. I've had so many of you ask about that because you see it and, you know, 10 bucks here, 10 bucks there helps. There's Maui Mutual Aid. If you look them up, just go Maui Mutual Aid. They're collecting money for people who have been displaced. There's the Salvation Army, of course. So same thing. If you donate there, they fund this mass meal services that they're doing for people that are displaced at shelters across Maui. And I think a lot of people are donating, of course. A lot of people are donating and doing whatever they can to help the people that they're seeing and watching. And like I said, so many have had the fortunate experience of experiencing Maui and going there that they want to do something because they know how just awful, awful this is. All right, speaking of awful, you know, we hear about these flash mobs. You hear about this mob of criminals. They stole $100,000 worth of merch at a Los Angeles mall. It was like around 4 p.m. in the afternoon on Sunday. They went to the Topanga Mall, and it was like a smash and grab. They were wearing black from head to toe, and there was like 30 of them. They ransacked a store at the mall, Nordstrom's, carried out a bunch of stuff, and that's what it added up to, basically. What a crazy, crazy thing. Hope they catch them. Fan Cave next.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to KateDelaneyRadio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com.
That I did have a chance to catch Hard Knocks. The Jets are featured on Hard Knocks. It was really interesting because Liev Schreiber, who is the incredible voice of Hard Knocks, he has like the perfect voice to narrate that, and he does so much NFL voiceover, and he's of course a famous actor. If you don't know him, he's been in a ton of movies. Just look him up and you'll see. You probably have seen one or two things that he's done for sure. But he flew in a helicopter, and I think they did that for dramatic purposes, and he made jokes about that. But the big story is that Aaron Rodgers is with the Jets, so now it's Aaron Rodgers and some of the younger receivers and what's the season going to be like, and typical of what would be any training camp. And so far I'm going to say thumbs up. It was pretty interesting, and it gets you excited, I believe, for the season. And the season is almost here. So we'll be doing our thing. We'll be doing Nail the Score on Tuesdays, where randomly the game of the week is chosen and you just have to call in, or a lot of people send me emails, because I think some of you are working, and you tell me who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. And I have a good feeling about this year. We've had some huge winners in the past, but it's been a while since we've had a big winner. And I have some incredible prizes to give away. So this is going to be a great year all the way around. I mean, all the way around. All right, a couple of interesting things to talk about when it comes. There's always things to talk about when it comes to sports. One, I'll say this, because once the women were dumped out of the World Cup by Sweden on penalty kicks, and shame on the U.S. women. Sorry, they should have done much better than that. They were not playing together. I've talked about that. We don't need to go deep on it anymore. But England grounded out a 2-1 win over Colombia to reach the Women's World Cup semifinals on Saturday. How about that? For Colombia, they were in this stage of the tournament for the first time after the shocking win over Germany. I have a friend from Colombia, and I had seen her the night before, and she was getting up at 6:30 to watch the match. So that's what was happening. People were getting, if it's my country, I'm getting up early to watch it. And of course, with Team USA, so many of you were blaming me that you were getting up at these odd times to watch the matches. But good to see that people are supporting the women in the World Cup. Let's move to some other things that are happening with the NFL that I promised, because it is, like I said, about training camp. And you know what's the scary thing is for these teams is when they have injuries in training camps, because that shakes up the roster even in a worse way. So the Saints, got a lot of people listening in New Orleans, rookie running back Kendre Miller left Sunday's preseason game against the Chiefs with a knee injury, potentially a big blow to what's a weak area as far as their depth. So Saints coach Dennis Allen said Miller sprained a knee, is going to undergo some more tests. He thinks the injury is to the right knee, and he's injured that knee before. Will this keep him out for how long? Starting running back Alvin Kamara is going to miss the first three games. He's got a suspension for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. Jamal Williams will start in his place, so Miller would have likely been the backup to Kamara after that suspension. But, you know, now who knows? And you had a couple of others that have been in camp, for example. So, like free agent running back Kareem Hunt last week was there after Benjamin ruptured an Achilles in practice. So he visited with the Saints staff, but left before working out. He went on to visit the Colts and the Vikings, but he hasn't signed with the team yet at this point. So this is what it becomes like, whoa, all right, we're hurting our depth chart, running back, another hit. What do we do? Who are we turning to get relief in that area? Because we can't start that way. We got to have some momentum there. Let's talk a little bit about Major League Baseball. I know you like it when I run down some of the scores. One of the most exciting games was the Mets beating the mighty Braves 7-6, because the Braves are 75-42. Rafael Ortega's 2 RBI single really capped off a 6-run fifth inning for the Mets in that win. The hapless Met fans looking to cheer for anything they can. The Red Sox, with their 62 wins, knocked off the Tigers 6-3. Adam Duvall with 4 RBI, 3-run homer. That'll do it, right? The Twins, the Twinkies, beat the Phillies. Shut them out. 3-0. The Nationals slid by the A's 8-7. Jeter Downs, a 6-run ninth. He capped it off with an RBI single. The Reds and the Pirates tangled, and the Pirates doubled up on the Reds 4-2. Blue Jays, no contest against the Cubbies. They blew them out 11-4. Guardians and the Rays. The Rays are pretty still red hot, because that's where all of the wins they amassed in the beginning of the season are paying off. They're 71-49. They lost the Guardians 9-2. The Yankees and the Marlins in a really exciting game. The Fish surprised the Yanks 8-7, stunning them. 5 runs in the ninth, making a huge difference. See, it's not over till it's over. Shohei Ohtani's 41st homer led the Angels to a 2-1 win over the Astros. So, you know, the Astros, 68-51, winning the World Series last year. They're the big defender. The Brew Crew beats the White Sox. The White Sox are terrible. 47 wins. 7-3 was the final score there. Carlos Santana hit a 3-run homer, making a big difference. In 10, The Giants beat the Rangers. The Rangers are having a decent season, too. 3-2, the finals in that game. Orioles, in 10, beat the Mariners 5-3. Orioles picked up their 73rd win. Cedric Mullins robbed a homer in the 9th, hit a two-run shot in the 10th. So AL's best, getting it done over the Mariners. Dodgers picked up their 71st win, beating the Rockies 8-3. Julio Urias struck out 12, and the Dodgers had their rout on. Diamondbacks with just one run over the Padres with that win, 5-4. A win is a win, so that's two teams mired in 50-plus wins. Reds beat the Pirates in 10, 6-5. Final in that one. I mentioned that before. I mentioned the Braves-Mets before, so not the Pirates. It was a doubleheader makeup game, game two makeup from August 12th. So in that one, it was just a one-run difference there. And I already talked about the Mets and the Braves and what happened in that game. Meanwhile, what's going on in college football? Some of you were talking about that and saying, man, I mean, look at all these, what we're seeing with some of these conferences, some of the big jumps that are happening, and is that going to have an impact? And, well, the answer to that question is pretty easy. Of course it's going to have an impact, because you're some of the serious competition in some of the switches with these different conferences. I mean, that's what happens. But they get lured away by bigger bucks, better TV contracts, a better reason, better competition. Better reason to jump to a, you know, to a different, you know, conference. And it's interesting. You've got this negotiated resolution that's happening between Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh and the NCAA over recruiting violations. Saying that these alleged recruiting violations, it wasn't approved by the committee on infractions. So what does it mean? It's been expected that the committee would approve a four-game suspension for Harbaugh to start at the 2023 season, but that's up in the air because it hits these roadblocks. So Harbaugh's status to start the season or any potential suspension hasn't been determined yet, could have a full hearing of the committee to decide that. So that's kind of odd for Michigan. As a powerhouse team, they just got to keep on moving forward, that someone's going to step in and coach if he's suspended. Michigan begins with four home games, so go figure that. A couple of great authors coming up. Hang with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A Hawaii congressman who represents Maui is calling the apparent siren failure during the wildfires tragic. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Jill Takuda called the sirens the, quote, first line of defense. At least 93 people have been killed in the wildfires. Former Vice President Mike Pence says his former boss got bad advice from a group of, quote, crackpot lawyers about the vice president's role in counting electoral votes. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, he suggested the lawyers were simply telling the former president what he wanted to hear. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee is criticizing President Biden's deal to free five American prisoners held in Iran. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul said on Fox News Sunday he disagreed with unfreezing $6 billion in Iranian assets. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Author, and it's interesting how he came upon what he's written about. It's really commentary. You got these footnotes he pulled together for an incredible story. Two women, Ani Inchue and Ika Kise. Easy for me to say. He pronounces it much better, but really interesting, the story and pulling all the elements up together and what does it all mean. Henry, thanks so much for coming on.
I'm glad to be here.
Talk about, first of all, your teachings, because that led you to the book and that led you to putting together what you put together.
Well, yes, I've been teaching in Austin College, Sherman, Texas, since 1985. And my doctorate from the University of Wisconsin was on comparative world history, Africa and the Middle East. And Africa was the main focus, and my doctorate was on the Mpongwe people of Gabon, and Ani Inchue is an Mpongwe, and when missionary Robert Hamel Nassau and his sister gave Alan Lane and Scott in 1911 or 1909 or 1910 a book called Tales Out of School, they would not publish this one tale, which was two women, Anyinshui and Ekakise. And so when I found out about it, and it was tied to the courses I was teaching in African studies, I wanted to rapidly get it published, and the only way to do that was Lulu. And Lulu was great, did it in a couple of months, and I used it for the last 5 years of my African studies course.
And what is it about these two women? Tell us about both of them.
Well, Anyinshui is from what is today Gabon, and the Mpongwe were a coastal people. And her father brought her to the mission school that he had graduated from. He had problems at home, and he was afraid she was not getting what she needed, and he just kind of gave her to the school. And she grew up in it and graduated from it and started doing work for them and felt, after a while, she was treated like, as she says, a slave, because she had no hours. She could be called any time, day or night, to do anything. And she felt very glum about it. And then she was raped by one of the male students that had graduated recently. And the missionaries didn't like that and excommunicated her. And up the Ogowe River down to the south, up to where Lambarini is today, known for Albert Schweitzer, Dr. Nassau had just lost his wife in birth of Mary. And his sister Isabella was helpful for a while, but when she went back to the States for furlough, he was pretty desperate, and he knew about Anyinshui and asked her to come and paid her more money. I don't know the exact amount, but it was greatly increased. And there was certain, you know, gossip, of course, going around that I mean, Anyinshui was bright, young, beautiful. And it shows the division between the more progressive missionary and the more conservative. And the other missionaries started calling her Nassau's wife. It's created problems.
Wow.
The other woman, Ekakise, is from where Equatorial Guinea is today. She was a Binga. And her father sent her about the same time, same age as Anyinshui was, you know, five in that general area, to a neighboring Binga clan. And as part of a payment for her to be the wife of one of the people there, and she didn't know that at first, but when she realized that and then was old enough to get married, he was very abusive. So she fled to the home of Isabella, the sister of Dr. Nassau, who was in that mission station at the time. And she was just desperate. So you see the contrast between mission saving a young woman from her own society and saving another one from what she felt was being a slave in a missionary compound.
Yeah, and there's so many things that you look at in this, right? The economics, the religious aspects, the history of it all. Yeah.
Absolutely. It covers so many things. I would say it illustrates the timelessness between history, culture, religion, 19th century Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. And in both cases, Dr. Nassau got in trouble because in the case of Ekakise, the husband was angry that she had fled to the mission and demanded the mission give her back. And he decided the only way to solve the situation, and he talked to the husband, was to raise the dowry. And that's what he did. He rallied people around. He got... It's only $6, but everything else was in cloth and pans and, you know, things like that. He raise the dowry. And, of course, what happened was they didn't. People of the Binga people referred to this woman as Nassau's wife. So in both situations, he was in deep trouble, even though he thought he was saving them from their own problems. And he really did appreciate Andrew Inshray. He says Andrew Inshray saved his daughter's life. Wow. And by the way, I called on that daughter, who was 80 years plus in Bayhead, New Jersey, in a retirement home around 1960.
Wow, what does she have to say?
Not a lot. She was, but she was, you know, knew what I was talking about and gave me a book and a photo of Anu Inchway. And, yeah, she was very impressed that I came and called on her. And I didn't realize that she was there until I was studying at Princeton Seminary and found out that Bayhead was where she was, and it's not that far.
Sure, sure. Very interesting, though, to be able to do that. When people read the book, when they read this culmination, you know, pulling it all together, that because Tales out of School, it couldn't go anywhere, and now you've got this, what do you hope they take away?
Well, that Robert and Isabella, his sister, helped victims of colonialism and of mission and of their own cultures to become survivors, but at the cost of Robert Hamill Nassau's last missionary term, where the board didn't allow him to go back, which allowed him to write about it, and he wrote a lot of other books. I've also found out recently that Tales Out of School, which was supposed to contain two women, has been republished, but they didn't know about this. So I've written them and saying, you know, why don't you consider my book on two women as part of that, as it would have been in 1911 if they had accepted it.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. For you, was it a joy to pull this together? I would imagine, as much as you know and knew, it had to be arduous, the task itself.
Well, yeah, I was rushing because, as I mentioned earlier, I wanted to use it in my African studies course in conjunction with Kenue Achebe, the well-known Nigerian author who wrote Things to Fall Apart, which covered the Igbo response in Nigeria to English colonization during the same time period, plus English missionaries. So you had this comparison and contrast going on at the same time, and he refers to a Mr. Brown and a Mr. Smith, where one is conservative and the other is progressive. Of course, he doesn't mention Mrs. Brown or Mrs. Smith, which, along with two women, is part of why it's important in gender studies. Yeah. And Achebe uses metaphorical characters like Mr. Brown or Mr. Smith, but the Nassaus have real people in actual situations with real descendants today.
Wow. And it goes so much deeper and so much of detail in what you've put into it. Where can people get the book?
Well, I was wondering that myself because Lulu, of course, is the publisher. My wife and I are the copyright people. But it's available, according to my research, in Google. Let's see. I have it listed here somewhere.
Well, you can Google it, and you can find out different avenues and places to pick it up. Yeah, that's what we would tell the listeners to do, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Henry, so much for coming on. So enlightening, interesting to hear their story, and I'll be curious to see what happens now as you pursue the people from Tales Out of School and if they can wrap it into the two women. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi,
this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Is in our virtual green room. His book is called Shot in the Mouth and Still Preaching. Wait till you hear his story. Thanks so much for coming on Author's Corner here on America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Tom, appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good being on.
So let's talk about Shot in the Mouth, that part of it. You told me, I mean, here you were, such a young guy, and thanks for your service, but you were in Vietnam, and you talk about your first mission and what happened. Tell us about what happened to you in Vietnam.
Well, I just turned 18 years old when I went to Vietnam, and in fact, my nickname, one of my nicknames there was, it was called the Kid, just because I was so young, And we just went in this one outfit, they needed, some guys. And so, they lined us up and I was a tank driver and that's what I was, trained for, but, they needed guys. So we ended up being an infantryman. And then they, for some reason, looked at me and said that, you're going to carry the radio. I had no clue what that meant. And I found out later on it was about a 45 pound, thing you put on your back. And then found out later on, not when I was there, but later on, that that's one of the most dangerous jobs to have because that's what they shoot at first. They see an antenna sticking up. And so we went on our first mission. Didn't get any problems with our first mission. It was later on when we started really getting firefight. And then back in there, because I went there in November and February, we were chasing these one Vietnam, and we didn't realize that we was going into a horseshoe trap. And this was February 14th, Valentine's Day. And we lost them. We stopped. I leaned my radio up against a tree, which I usually do because it's heavy. and I heard a zing zing going by me, instead of having my army instinct, I didn't fall. I just turned around and looked, and then one of the rounds hit the ground, bounced up, went into my jaw, lodged into my cheekbone, and I ended up losing about 50% of my jaw and about 9 teeth. And it spun me. They kept shooting because it hit the radio, so it spun me completely around. And instead of leaning up against the tree with my back, I was on the ground looking at it eyeball to eyeball. And I kind of went in some sort of shock. I mean, it never passed out, but I heard people, all my guys around me yelling for medic, and I didn't know who was hit. And I kind of rubbed my cheek and my chin, and I looked, and I seen the blood, and I said, oh, man, it must be me. And so I started yelling, and then, of course, when I yelled, I loosened the bullet came out, the teeth and all that stuff came out, and I had the bullet in my hand for a while, but then my medic came and wrapped my head up, My first question was before I started swelling and couldn't talk because I was engaged to my wife, and I said, am I going to still be able to kiss Sandy when this is all done? He kind of laughed. He said, yeah, you will. I said, okay, but I thought he was lying because I thought I was a mess. And so he wrapped me up, and then we couldn't get out because there was so much firefight going on, so we had to wait there the whole night, and we got out the next morning and ended up going to the hospital then.
Wow, so you go through that, you know, you're in Vietnam, you come back, and you're a pastor, and you realize that you have to have a sense of humor to get through life because of the things that happen, just like what happened to you.
Because as a result of that, it changed my whole speech. I stutter now. I have a hard time pronouncing words, and so... You know, yeah, of all things for me to get into, being a speaker, which is absolutely berserk. But yeah, my there's no question. My strange sense of humor got me through all that. Even when I was in the hospital, I thought my mom and dad heard about me getting hit, and so I wrote them a letter about these red ants. They have red ants over there. I call them vampire ants. They walk up your arm and sting you and bite you in the neck and fat. So I wrote a comic thing about that. I just said, I had 100,000 red ants attack me, and one of them had a gun and shot me in the mouth, and I'm just carrying on, thinking they already heard. I'm just trying to lighten the load for them. But when they got the letter, the Red Cross somehow got mixed up. They didn't know I was hit. So they were reading this letter, and they said, what Tom's talking about? And then my dad seen the letterhead, which was Long Bend Hospital, and they said, well, you know what? I think he is hit. So they contacted Red Cross, and they found out, yeah, I did get hit, you know, and so... But yeah, my sense of humor is—I still have it. I'm so positive. I enjoy life, and I just don't let anything get me down.
And do you think that's what's made you enjoy your life, get through life, be able to help others? Because it's not just what happened to you in Vietnam, but you talk about a heart attack, you talk about prostate cancer, and things that touch lots of people's lives.
Yeah, definitely. That was just in the last 8, 9, 10 months. I had prostate cancer, went to radiation, and then about 3 months after that, I had a heart attack and I had a couple stents in my one artery. It was 99% blocked, and I got a little small one, about 50%. But yeah, I read a small book a long time ago. I mean, a long time ago, and it was just titled "Happiness is a Choice," and it's true. I mean. I'm not belittling people that have problems and how they get through them and then maybe not get through them, but I just chose, no matter what goes on in my life, I'm not going to let that get me down because, I mean, I'm going to choose that. I mean, you know, no matter what. I mean, and so that's kind of how I live. I thought of that when I was a young age.
So tell us, Tom, what people can expect in the book.
Well, a friend of mine is in Michigan, and he just begged me to write a book, and because he knows, I've known him for 20 years, he knows all my stories, and I talk about all we talk about, and he's interested in all that, and he just said, he just begged me to write this book, and I said, I don't want to write a book, I don't know how I even started it, and so the last time I talked to him on the phone, he convinced me, I said, okay, I'll write it, what do I do? So we come up with a cover. A picture of me with my radio on, you know, an 18-year-old in the barracks, and then we come up with this, you know, to get their attention, go right into your first mission in Vietnam. So I did that, and then I just went back and forth to my home life, and just went back and forth, and just the unbelievable thing about this, a month later, after I agreed to carry that I would do this, he passed away, 59 years old with COVID, and so I just felt really I had to do this now. I don't know if anybody can get from heaven down to earth and haunt you, because I think Charity would do that if I didn't write this book. So I was on pressure. I was pressured to do it. So I did that. I did it because that's why I dedicated the book to him. You know, because, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even wrote it. And I hand wrote it each chapter at a time. I'd read it to my wife, which was the woman I talked about, if I'm ever going to kiss again. Well, she's my wife now. We've been married 54 years. And so, and I'm still kissing her. I just hand wrote each chapter. She would listen to it. And then once I did that, I typed it into the computer and, looked for a publisher. And the rest is where we're at now.
What was the most challenging thing, I guess, about writing this book?
Probably just bringing up some things I haven't thought about for a while. When I would be writing it and then reading it to Sandy, my wife, I mean, there's times where I would just cry because it just brought some things up, you know, what affected me and things like that. So I think those things and really wanting to make it, when I really started getting into the book, I really wanted to make it a real, and that's who I am anyway, a positive book, but I also wanted it to be a book that's going to help maybe another veteran, or not even a veteran, but someone that's going through a crisis in life that just can't get over it. Hopefully it'll be a benefit for them. And then people to see my transformation of my life, of being a non-Christian to a Christian, because it did take place. And then all of a sudden I'm in Bible college and I'm thinking, what am I doing? You know? And so I was in ministry 40 years before I retired about a year or so ago.
Wow. And we're speaking with Tom Williams. His book is Shot in the Mouth and Still Preaching. Did it feel good? Cause you think of your friend, what happened, his encouragement. And then the book comes out and you actually see the book and your wife had helped you, you know, put this together. What was that feeling like when you saw it?
When the first copy come to our house, I cried like a baby. I could not believe it. I mean, because anybody knows me, I'm just a real common kind of person, and to be able to do this, and even on when I'm talking to you now, it's just overwhelming for me. I mean, because it's overwhelming, and yeah, I couldn't believe it when I got the copy in my hand and I looked at Sandy, my wife, and said, "Look at this." You know, this really happened. I mean, you know, and so it's just incredible. It's encouraging me that, you know, the number of copies have been sold and people that from our church and our friends and wherever are buying it and giving for gifts. And I mean, it's very, very, very humbling to me. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, God gets all the credit because I mean, it's just so humbling to me that what's going on here.
Yeah, could you have ever imagined that, being a young teenager walking in the jungles of Vietnam and then what happened to you to come full circle the way that you have?
Well, and I do say, my English teacher in high school is rolling over a grave saying, "Tom Williams wrote a book. I barely got through English class." And I mean, are you kidding me? Yeah, so yeah, it is overwhelming. I mean, it really, really is. I know some people think I'm trying to be humble, Bob, but I very am humble because it's wild to me.
Yeah, it's good. I love the cover. It's so inspiring. Your story is so inspiring. Shot in the Mouth and Still Preaching, Tom Williams. Pick it up on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Tom, thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate this. I really do.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.